Hare Krishna, here's a little report after my 2 weeks of quite intensive treatment here in Udupi. Since devotees are asking, is it helping? What's going on? I thought I may as well give a generic report. Is it helping? We'll put it this way. So I feel that something's certainly happening, and that it's helpful. Have all my ills dissipated? No. Primarily, I'm here to see what we can do with regards to the neurological issues that I've been trying to deal with, and I think that we'll see the results after the end of the 4 weeks, once I go to Mayapur and the treatment sort of stops and I have a chance to let it sink in and actually evaluate what the benefit of that is. And if the benefit, I'm actually feeling some tangible benefit, then I'll consider seeing if I can come back again in the fall for maybe a shorter period of time, but maybe 3 weeks. 3 weeks. The place is relatively quiet. I say relatively by comparison to India. Where we are, the facilities are very nice, the building is very nice and clean and spacious. Shambhavi and I have the entire top floor of the building here, and we have two balconies and our own rooms, and the treatments are not here in our own premises, which means that there aren't any people walking in and out, and our neighbors downstairs are very, very quiet, but rather that I have to go to the treatment house, treatment facility. And that treatment facility, my treatment starts at 10 o'clock in the morning and it goes till 1 o'clock. And right now I have six different treatments. It starts with a neck oil treatment, which is not a massage, but it's something akin to, maybe you've seen the pictures of an oil container on my head. So similarly, it's a container with oil on the neck, warm oil, and simultaneously do a treatment trying to treat my knees, what I inherited from my father, bad knees, and then that's followed by Suradhara, which I like very much, and that is medicated oil being dripping on the forehead, very relaxing, and that's followed by a oil massage on the head, followed by a body massage, followed by a sauna. Well, my head isn't in the sauna, but the rest of me is. And then it's lunch. And, well, I didn't come here to eat, so I'm not expecting much from the food. Prasadam, it's offered to Radha Damodar, and sometimes we get sabji also from Udupi Krishna. But it's, I'll just eat dal, one serving of dal and rice, and that's fine. And it's now I have another 2 weeks to go on Saturday. It's a good thing Sundays is a break day. Saturday I was like really, really exhausted to the very core, to the inner me. And yesterday I was sort of a rest day. And every day we take long walks, put some pictures up of our walking places and sites and Japa walks. The weather is very nice, very very pleasant. It's not very hot, and there's always a nice breeze blowing here because I guess we're not far from the ocean. And then I have another 2 weeks to go. We'll see what happens. I also have some medication that I'm taking, some oil ghee mixture that I'm drinking, and also some other liquid and powder medicine that I take for neurology. We'll see how it works. There's another 2 weeks to go. Very intensive, very tiring. Just one thing, the devotee shouldn't think that I'm here having a restful time. This is really hard work. I think I would have been more relaxed being in a GBC meeting. Well, not relaxed, but it was less intense. But it's quite an intense regimen and schedule. And hopefully it'll be followed up by a month of relaxation in Mayapur. We'll see. See how much relaxation that is. And I hope that puts everyone in the picture as to what's going on here. And we'll continue with the podcast tomorrow. And Hare Krishna.